And here we are, 28 minutes to 4 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. And Jasper van Wessem, as I predicted earlier and promised you, is in the house. Nice to see you again.
Hi.
Jasper.
Hi, good to be here.
And a very special welcome to Shez Roloff, who's joined us from our sales team. And I thought it would be a good opportunity because Shez is relatively recent arrival in Belita, relatively recent, but she has not yet been to Hollertown.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Well, I think she's not alone. You know, it's not. Yeah. The town has grown tremendously, and a lot of folk that have arrived. You know, if you're a cyclist, then it's one of the first things you check out. If you're a runner, true. But if you're someone that's just literally settling in and now wondering about what else there is, you know, once you've been able to, you know, find your regular routine, what else is there to do? And of course, Hollertrails looms large. But as you also quite rightly off air were pointing out, it's not exactly on the beaten track to the beach or the shops. So you've got to actually go and find it.
If you're just driving around, well, you're not going to find it probably.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good start. Shez, what has sparked your interest in finding out a little bit more about Hollertrails?
Well, I think to find out, you know, what do I need to start? Like, if it's for the mountain biking side, like, where do I start? Do you have any suggestions for me?
Not too much, actually. Just some comfortable pants, techies, and a shirt, and we provide the rest.
Yeah, the big win is you can actually hire. Yeah. You don't have to have your own cycle, which is huge because, generally speaking, you know, it doesn't help to go and play golf without golf clubs. You know, you seldom do you find a set of clubs you can borrow at the club. But at Hollertrails, you can rent a mountain bike. You must book in advance, though. That's the one proviso.
Yeah, it's really helpful for people that are new to the sport that just want to give it a try without buying an expensive bike, even the cheapest reasonable bikes. It's still a lot of money, so it's best just to rent and give it a try. People that are traveling, you don't want a hassle of traveling with a bike. We can provide a decent rental bike for you.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. And is there a service center there for people that do maybe bring their bikes that...
Yeah, next door is a bike shop, and there are many other bike shops in Belita area anyway, so yeah, that's not a problem at all.
Well, let me ask you this, when last did you ride a bicycle?
Gosh.
I mean, it's a serious question, because for folk that are looking at the idea of mountain biking, and the last time you rode was when you had a bicycle, you know, like back in the day, and for some of us that was a very long time ago, it's a real thing, eh?
Absolutely. I mean, if I remember the time I did do a mountain bike ride, I think it was a 5 kilometer one, probably 15 years back. No one told me to get suspension or whatever the shock absorbers on the bike. And I think that was the last time I ever rode a mountain bike because it wasn't pleasant.
You know what? People overcomplicate riding on a mountain bike. Yeah. You can actually ride on a very simple bike without all the technical assistance all the modern bikes have nowadays. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have, but you don't need it.
Okay.
And you know what? A lot of people are stressed about it, especially if they haven't ridden for a long time.
Yes.
But it's the same like swimming. Once you know how to learn to swim, then if you fall in the water 10 years later without swimming, you still know what to do.
Yeah. But I think it's a valid point, because there's nothing worse than going for a ride and 5 kilometers out, You're feeling really, really uncomfortable. Now you've got to still do 5 kilometers at least back. Mm. So maybe the advice I would give someone wanting to start out is, don't try and do a long trail to start.
Absolutely.
Go slowly. You know, like when you climb Kilimanjaro. Not that I've done it, but my beloved Sue has. And apparently they're saying is pole pole. That means slowly in Swahili, I believe. So the best way, you know, start slowly.
Okay. Yeah, well, we have some nice routes for beginners or less experienced people. That's the green route.
Okay.
It's 20k. Sounds like a lot, but they're shortcuts. You can turn it into a 10K or even a 5K.
Okay, well, that's good
and
to
that's
know.
And that's very doable.
Yeah, and for me, it would be quite nice just to ride out the gate and back in, and then I feel like I've done a ride, and you can sit and have coffee, and, you know, they have a fabulous, both at the trailhead and the restaurant right there. So, you can really make a day of it, or a morning, or afternoon.
That's good to know. And what are the highlights? Have you got anything happening over the December Festive season?
Not really. It's way too busy in the holiday season to organize things. We just focus on having the trails in perfect condition, having the rental bikes in good condition, all our staffers on standby, just to cope with all the people that are coming over to ride and to run.
One more thing I think is of interest to someone wanting to just have a go. You don't have to sign up for a year. You can do a sort of day pass, right?
Yeah, absolutely. For the holiday season, we're going to have a Holiday Express again. That's usually 12 consecutive days for, a very decent amount. If you compare that to, added up 12 day tickets, then that Holiday Express is a lot cheaper. I haven't set the price yet, but it's a good deal.
Yeah. Okay. And then if you do get excited and you want to continue the lifestyle, which I think most people do once the bug has bitten, then an annual fee with a I wouldn't call it a plate. It's a plastic, like a little board that is attached to your bike to show that you are a licensed
operator.
Actually,
it's a personalized board with your own name on it. If it's small, not sometimes there's a fight. Well, the very common names, the John, the Peters. There are many of them, and the first one who renews gets that name. So there's always a fight for these boards.
And that shows that you are, in fact, legally on the trail. Because you can, there's nothing to really stop you just doing the dastardly deed and jumping onto a trail and riding it. But there are indemnities that it's quite important that folk using the trails for their safety and to maintain, I think, the quality of the experience. Do the right thing and sign up legally and properly, and whether it's for a day or for longer. And you can find out all about that on the website, holotrails.co.za. All the information is there. Operating hours. In fact, if you've got a pass on your bike, I believe you can ride anytime.
Anytime. Well, basically 24/7 if you want. And actually, some people ride at night.
The midnight riders.
Yep. Well, midnight, not really, but especially in winter, after work, if you go for a ride, it's already getting dark. Yeah. You put a light on your bike, and actually, it's a very nice experience.
You see, you can put a light on your bike, but don't speak to Jasper about putting a mirror on your bike. That apparently is. I ordered mirrors, he laughed. He said, what? You can't. I think you want to see what's coming from behind as well. You know, just makes sense to me, but apparently no, not on the trail.
No, what's happening behind you is not your problem.
And tell me, if you wanted to ride in with a group of people, like, is there some on your website of, like, is there some sort of group with that you could join, with being a newbie in the area, new to this hobby?
We don't really do group rides, organized rides with Holla. We do have guided tours, but that's more for, year-end functions, which are coming up now again.
Okay.
Best thing is just to pitch up and just look at some people that are going out. Usually there's lots of people, especially on a Saturday or Sunday morning.
Okay.
See who you fancy, follow them.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. Don't be that kind of person. But there it is. I mean, interesting a perspective from someone that isn't really au fait with the world of Holla. It is a magnificent world, and I strongly urge, if you're listening and curious, go and have a look. Go and see. It really will change your perspective on because a healthy mind in a healthy body, but to do it in a way that is fun. Wow, that's first prize. Jasper van Wessem from Holla Trails is back with us in a week's time with more information from the trails. And Shez Roloff, of course, if you have an advertising requirement on radio or in our fantastic magazine that is the most popular magazine now in all of those fancy lounges at all of the airports around the country, in all of the Bidvest and the Discovery and the Slow. Amazing. We're taking Brand Bolito to infinity and beyond. So if you want to advertise, speak to Shez or any of our fabulous advertising team, and they'll get you where you need to be. Yes, Jasper, we'll catch up in a week's time.
See you next week.
Awesome.
And the afternoon show continues.
Thank you.